producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. In addition to being a broadcaster, I've been a dairy farmer, been around cows all of my life, have milked three different herds over the course of the last 40-some-odd years, and so I believe I bring a certain amount of interest and expectation and involvement and knowledge to our discussions on this program, which are aimed at helping those who are family farmers, those who run small ag businesses, and those connected to the local boer movement. All of these interests are served, hopefully, by the information that is presented to you on this program every week. This week, we're joined by a gentleman named Carol Wade, who is an organic dairy farmer. His farm is in Jasper, New York. He and his son milk about 50 Danish red cows. So I guess as I'm a Jersey guy, Mr. Wade, we ought to describe for the audience, it's amazing, even in the farming community, how many people don't know about some of the new breeds, the Normandies. You know, we all know the old breeds, the Holsteins and the Jerseys and the Guernseys and the traditional dairy cows. But some of the cows that we're now seeing in America have been much more highly developed and used in Europe, right? And now we're obviously Danish red cows come from Europe.
That's right, Doug. The Danish red was actually a cross between an Ayrshire and a Brown Swiss several years ago when they developed the Danish breed. They call them Scandinavians a lot because you have the Swedish and the Danish. Both have slightly different animals.
So you crossed an Ayrshire with what's the other breed?
Brown Swiss.
The Brown Swiss, yeah. Both big cows.
That's how the breed got established.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a registered Holstein herd here,
mm-hmm.
and I had experimented crossing them with milking shorthorns. Then we crossed that offspring with the Danish red, and we've used Danish red since.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a grazing herd, the Danish red seem to be continual grazers. As my herd was transitioning from the Holstein to the Danish red, you could look out in the pasture, and the Holsteins would all be laying down. The Danish red would all be out there grazing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors would go by, and they would say, "What are you doing, going to beef cattle?" And I says, "No, not really." But we found that the Danish red could utilize those grasses, even marginal grasses, and still have decent milk production. We run awfully close to a 4-0 butterfat,
mm-hmm.
on pasture grass, and we also have about a 3-6 for protein.
One of the things that brown cows bring to the table more than the darker cows, mostly the Holsteins, Holsteins are good for volume, and brown cows are good for butterfat. So these attempts that have been made, I did the same thing, actually. I had a herd of purebred Jerseys, and over the course of the years, I experimented. There's always the Holstein-Jersey combination, which gives more milk, but it has butter fat. That was always pretty easy for me to raise, and I raise replacement heifers now, and sometimes I'll raise some of the Holstein-Jersey crosses. But I brought some Normandies in to experiment, and I bred them used artificial means to impregnate some Ayrshires and got pretty big cows, and I got I had some browns. I always liked the Brown Swiss for a big cow is a nice gentle cow. I grew up on Guernseys though, Carol, and the Guernseys were different then than they are now. They were a smaller cow. Now they've been bred to be big. They weren't very hardy when I was younger. They're a little more hardy now, but they're kind of I don't know how to. They're fickle. I tried it for a while. I didn't like it. So I went back to Jersey's after trying a lot of these different things. But you're right. People used to go by my place and say, even though I'm in a suburban area and most people don't know the difference between a cow and a bull, or they don't know a beef cow from a milking cow anyway, but I had the herd got larger. Physical size of the cows got larger because of bringing in the Guernseys and the Ashires and the Normandies. And so there was that, you know, because there are people who are aiming to make meat your product after the cows are no longer of service for milk. I'm guessing that they go to slaughter and are used for beef because they're bigger, you get more out of it. Is that your thinking?
That is part of the logic. We have a pretty decent market for organic beef mm-hmm. in this area. Most all of our dairy animals here in the Northeast go strictly for ground beef. Mm-hmm. In that, dairy animals tend not to have a consistent cut of meat if you try to make all those primal cuts out of the animal. So most of the people will just grind them all into hamburger.
Right, and they go to McDonald's and Burger King and the like.
I think something like 22% of all the ground beef in the United States comes from dairy animals.
Yes.
So that's a pretty substantial amount.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't do, on my farm, I don't slaughter my animals. I'm running a sanctuary here for cows, and I'm going to put horses and canines into the sanctuary as I sort of change the thread, because where I am, it makes more sense to do something like that than to try to compete. The land is so expensive and the milk prices are cheap. With organic, you're getting about twice as much for the sale of your milk as if you were using regular standards, right?
Right. We're right around $38 a hundred weight right now.
And you'd be lucky to get 15. You'd be lucky to get 15. Six. You might get 18 because of the butterfat. You might get 18 for your milk if you were selling it to Gorelick or the processors, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I believe University of Vermont as well as Cornell University have done some economic studies, and they show that the actual cash outlay is somewhere between $21 and $23 per hundredweight for the cost of producing 100 pound of milk.
Yeah.
And here we are now for conventional milk around $15.80 to $16 a hundred, based on 3.5 butterfat.
It's pretty asinine, and it's a great way to drive all the. We used to, when I was a kid, I remember there were like 400 dairy farms in Massachusetts and 4,000 or more in New York State. And now in Massachusetts, when I started the third herd, which was about 14 years ago, we had 168 dairy farmers in Massachusetts. We're now down to 49 because of government involvement. There are all kinds of things that have gotten in the way of us being able to produce. So this comes from the government's involvement, sort of interference, if you will, in the price of milk that goes into the pool. So people like you, in order to survive and keep going, what I see your son is involved in this. So he's apparently the heir. Is he going to keep going after you've decided to call it a day?
He would love to be able to do that. Our barn is an 1857 built barn.
Yep.
And it was not designed for modern farming and feeding round bale silage and round bale hay.
Mm-hmm.
And he would love to have a more modern barn that he could work with. But even with the good prices of organic, you have to be very careful what kind of investments you go out there and make.
Yep.
Our land base isn't large enough to increase our herd beyond what we are today.
So you need
that's why we're at 50 cows, plus replacement animals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no other land available. You're competing against the absentee ownership for the hunters who want to come in and buy up farms. We have a larger farm in the area that if there's a two-acre field comes up for sale, he's on it to buy it because he's trying to scarf up enough land to have the land available to spread manure on, number one, and to grow enough crops for his. He's, by about 1,000 cows now. His goal is 2,500 cows.
That's a big difference between what you're doing and what he's doing. All right, hold on for a second. Carol Wade, organic dairy farmer from Jasper, New York, will continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here we are back again on the American Family Farmer with Carol Wade. I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Wade runs a farm with his son in Jasper, New York. We're talking about the various ins and outs of being a survivor with 50 dairy cows when most of the big, I was milking 300 cows at one point in time. It was way too much. I had 500 cows altogether. I couldn't support it with the land that was around here, even though I'm renting land kind of like you were talking about. I had 800 acres of land that I was using at one point, and it stretched from where I am in eastern Massachusetts, all the communities around, because there aren't any other farmers around, so I had all the hay fields and planted corn and stuff, and I went all the way out to Amherst to get hay. It became cumbersome and very expensive, and so even though I was selling raw milk for $11 a gallon here, which would work out to be more even than the $38 you're getting for your organic milk, it just doesn't pay. It can't. Anyway, I decided that I would approach this a different way. And so the ideas that I'm coming up with some of the people that we're talking to on the program are out of my experience and out of their experience. And if you're having the same experiences, hopefully you're getting ideas. Mr. Wade has decided to go the organic dairy route. We'll continue with his story in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're joined by a gentleman named Carol Wade, an organic farmer, an advocate of doing this, is with me here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. So as an evangelist for organic dairy, I know you belong to the National Farmers Organization, as do I. There's a website, nfo.org. That's a great way for you to find out more about what goes on farms like this. You've been involved in lots of different farm organizations. You're on the New York State Dairy Promotion Board. What does that mean to the average person who's going to the store or even coming to you? You don't sell any of your own milk retail on your farm, or do you?
I do not sell any milk here. In New York, we have to have a raw milk permit.
Yeah.
And, my son thought it wasn't worth the extra hassle of extra inspections and stuff, so we just sell it through Organic Valley.
Yes.
And oftentimes it'll go to Stonyfield Yogurt.
Right.
Up in New Hampshire, or right now it's going into Syracuse, New York to Burn Dairy Processing Facility and made into UHT milk, which gives it longer shelf life.
Right. Yeah, there's a, what is it, Ultimate, the filtration system or something? I was looking at a bottle of milk actually yesterday explaining the filtration system and how that helps for getting rid of more impurities, I guess. Isn't that what it does to keep it on the shelf longer?
The ultrafiltration is more about the byproducts that we get from the milk itself. Whey protein concentrates and that type of product that are used in infant formulas and as well as health food, power drinks, and that type of thing would use those products. That's where the ultrafiltration is used the most. Mm-hmm. A lot of experimentation is being done right now and research on how can we take that milk and filter it to get any of those microspores and which can cause bacteria even in refrigeration.
Right. The problems we have with E. coli and
salmonella.
They're
trying to figure out a way to get that all out of the milk before it's even processed into a product.
Yeah. Yeah. How successful do you think they're going to be? What is the consumer going to see differently in the way milk is produced and or promoted in the next year or two or three? What's going to be the difference?
I'm not sure that we're going to see too much different. We might see some new product lines come out that have used ultrafiltration and microfiltration process to remove, say, the lactose from the milk. So you're going to have the lactose-free product. As far as dairy promotion goes, they have little or nothing to do with formulation of product. They are charged by government law, federal and state laws, to just promote generic milk. They can't promote a specific product. And what we have found in the last few years is in promotion, we can make our money go a whole lot farther if we partner with other private companies to sell more cheese on pizza or to get more dairy products into McDonald's.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Which we have been very successful in doing, and that's proven out to be in promotion to be a
good move.
A good move to do that.
All right, hold on a second. Carol Wade, an organic dairy farmer from Jasper, New York, on this week's American Family Farmer.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites. sunlights and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Farmer Carol Wade, active in lots of farm organizations, American Dairy Association, one of them. He's been chairman of the ADA board, served on his own local town board for a number of years. I'm on the Framingham town meeting here. I think if we're farmers, we need to be involved in what's going on locally in government, whether you can have an impact or not. I'm trying to save the land on my two farms here in this town. The land is so valuable that the push to have me pay off my mortgage, the push comes from developers who would love to be able to get their hands on the land and destroy the farm, which I've worked hard, frankly, most of my life to try to save. How much pressure do you have from, as I was saying earlier, your son wants to stay and keep the farm going? But do you feel where you are, some areas of New York are still vast, but then depending on how close you are to a fairly large city, there's pressure to sell it because it's easier to take the money and run than it is to keep working on the farm, right?
Yeah, that is true for when you are closer to those more metropolitan areas. I have farmer friends north of me in the Rochester, New York area who have done just that, sold their farms to developers, in particular the apple orchards and all. They've pretty much, a lot of the big apple farms are down to very small or out of business completely now.
Yep.
I'm down on the Pennsylvania border, 100 miles south of Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And down here at the foothills of the Appalachians, you got lots of hill donkeys. The white-tailed deer is very prevalent here, along with the wild turkey. So our people wanting to buy here are usually retirees from New York City, New Jersey, somebody that wants to just get out of the city and get out of the hubbub to come out here and buy land, plus the hunters who wanna have a place to go on a weekend during the summer. And Our land is nowhere near priced at the levels what you are up there.
Right.
We're only around $1,500 to $2,000 an acre here in the hill country. And you guys are that much per square foot up there.
I am. The value of my land, the farm that I have right now, is easily $300,000 an acre.
Yeah.
And that's, that's crazy. Yeah. Those are crazy numbers to try to put cows on.
That's right. You can't do it.
No.
The whole secret to keeping farmers on the land is to create a system where they have a price that will cover their cost,
right,
plus give them a profit for all their labor.
Yep.
And we have failed as a society to make that happen. It's only periodically that we have prices where farmers can exist and be profitable and be viable contributors to the overall economy of their community and the national economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about what's practical in a manner of speaking. And speaking of that, New York State has been the scene of a number of undercover operations from various news media sources going after dairy farmers. There's a slaughterhouse that was doing pork, and they deserve, there's a lot of video floating around now, and from what I've seen of it, they deserve all the negative publicity that they're getting. And some of the dairy farmers who are just plain stupid about what they're doing, never mind in this day and age, but in general, why would you want to abuse animals that are responsible for your livelihood and your well-being? I take no stock in those people who are doing that. But the problem that I have with it is that the news media will take an incident like that and try, or the assumption or sort of the inference is that all farmers are doing this. There's mistreatment being done. The animals are being mistreated on all the farms. And it really gets under my skin. And I wonder how you handle that sort of a problem if you're ever confronted with it by people who don't know anything.
Yeah, I personally have not been confronted with any of that. We try to do our best to make sure those animals are very comfortable and they're well fed and all of that. They're our livelihood.
Yes.
And so it doesn't even make sense to me to mistreat an animal. And many of those cases that you're speaking of here in New York tend to have been on the larger farms where there's might be a lot of hired help involved, who might not, some of them may not even known they were doing wrong. Others, I've seen some of that footage, and others were just playing very, very mean to the animals.
Yeah, yeah, and unintelligently so. Most of the people who do that sort of thing are just not very smart. They are, I mean, never mind the PR path. You need to recognize these animals have great value in all kinds of ways. And so to abuse them, it's unacceptable. But every once in a while I get defensive because I think the news media takes too much of a shot, although all the attention paid to it and the wrongs that are righted by it may be worth it in the long run. How do you move ahead with teaching youngsters? And I'm not talking about your son, although I'd be interested to know what his story was. Did he grow up on the farm and work with you, and has he never left the farm? And if that's your story, that's a great story. Then there are others that I'm seeing who are coming along that are trying, if families don't want to stay in farming for whatever the reason, youngsters who are going to school or who are interested in the tradition come to people like you, and they want to start a smaller farm. Is that going on successfully, would you say, in your experience? I look back at some of the FFA experiences that I had and the 4-H experiences, showing cows, and there's more young ladies involved, actually, in this now than there used to be, I think. When you were a kid and I was a kid, you and I are maybe about the same age. Do you see that there?
We do have a few young people getting into agriculture in my community here. And they are, most of them are starting out small. And We have two brothers I'm thinking of, a partnership, and those guys, they're milking about 150 head. They would like to grow. They would like to be milking 500 or 600, but they know they do not have the land base. Two or three other young farmers getting started. My son is 42. They're a little younger than he is. They're just getting started in farming. All of them have gone the route of following in their father's footsteps. They wanted, some of them worked off the farm for a, and then came back. My son never wanted to go leave the farm when he was graduated from high school. He never wanted to leave the farm. And I said, you know, I will not allow you to come back to the farm unless you have at least a two-year college degree. Simply because if something happens on the farm, you get in an accident, at least you have a degree you can fall back on and get an off-farm job more readily than you if you didn't have. And
that's very wise.
He was reluctant. He was reluctant even to leave the valley.
Really? Well, and, that was wise. And that was very sage advice on your part. Let me pause here for a moment as we present a couple of announcements that are important to people for their consideration. Then we'll continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with dairy farmer Carol Wade this week.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
Faith and Mobility Connect. I'm Risa Jill Miller. An AT&T survey shows 41% of Americans use a mobile device to connect to their faith or inspiration. Aside from faith-inspired apps, downloading inspirational music emerged as a top trend among younger multicultural groups. Hip-hop legend Rev Run uses tech to inspire.
I've been sending daily inspirational notes to friends and family from my phone for years. Now I share those same messages with millions from my social media accounts. Messages like, never chase goals more than you chase God.
Rev Run knows the value of engaging and inspiring.
With all the apps out there, it's easy to connect to motivational music and literature. Sometimes it just takes a quick second and a quote to get some through the day. AT&T calls this Inspired Mobility, a national conversation on how folks are using tech to tap into faith.
Join the Inspired Mobility conversation. Follow hashtag Inspired Mobility and share your inspired moments on Social Media Sunday, November 22nd.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, its fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Retired Vietnam veteran and chairman of the board for the Purple Heart Foundation, Jeff Roy.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and their families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claim assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, and death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I want to keep this thread going. It's very interesting. For me, I guess there's a bias, obviously, because I'm a dairy guy, dairying, frankly, but I do want to make sure that we have a balance here, the scale of justice for farmers, whether it's produce or whether it's dairy. Carol Wade is an organic dairy farmer, telling us the story about his farm and his family. I wondered about your wife. A lot of women, I said this a few minutes ago, a lot of younger women are wanting to get into dairying. The women that grew up on the farm, obviously strong, healthy minds and bodies, which is required for this work. What do you see coming along in terms of younger women, or how much participation do you have from your wife in the operation of your farm?
I've never asked her to go out and do to do field work or any of that. She has on occasion come out and helped in the barn. She is a registered nurse, and she had a vocation that she wanted to follow, and I think thought it was great that she needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell people I never asked her to put any money in the farm, but she took care of the household and our kids' education when they come to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I says that's one heck of a big help to do that.
Absolutely is. Yeah.
I do see a few of the women of my younger friends who are starting farming that are having a very active role. Some of them grew up on the farm, some were city girls.
Yeah.
And my wife did grow up on a farm, on a dairy farm about 5 miles from where I live. And none of her family are in farming anymore.
Really?
All the land has all been sold off. Mm-hmm. Her brother did not want to farm. He tried it for a year or two and decided that's not what he wanted to do. And so he's a mechanic.
Yeah.
And a good mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Diesel, specializes in diesel and does a great job. And you gotta like what you do.
Have to.
No matter what vocation or avocation you choose. And if you don't, you'll never be happy in it.
Nope,
and I've never forced my kids to do anything.
I just said
it's up to you, whatever you want to do.
My son
came to me after he had, he went to 2-year college, then he was a herdsman on a dairy farm for a year. About 100 cow farm, 120, and then he went back to college and studied microbiology and genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me one day and he says, "I'm sick. 4 months from graduating from a 4-year school," and he says, I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of book work. I want to come back to the farm. Would you be terribly offended or angry with me?" And I says, "You have to make your own decisions." And
offended because he didn't want to finish school?
He thought I would be angry because he didn't want
to. So did he leave it? He only had 4 months to go and he left?
He did.
Oh, my God. I would have shot him. Especially if I was having to pay, your wife must have wanted to throttle him if she was paying for his education.
He was here. It was in the spring of the year, and he was here, and I would see him leave the house and walk up on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And about an hour or so, he'd come back by the buildings. I'd be all done with chores. He did that 3 or 4 days. And then one day, he came out of the house, and he walked to the barn. He says, "Well, I made up my mind. I want to be part of farming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to see another book again."
Did you because you needed the help, or did you? What were you using for help beside you in the circumstances?
Well, I was doing everything by myself at that time. And no, I didn't need the help. I told him. I says, "There's barely enough money to keep everything going."
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough money for a second person to come in. I said, the only way we can do this is if we strongly consider going organic, because we don't have the land to grow.
Yeah.
And so that's when we made the decision. And I had farmed organically for 20 years anyway.
Yeah, so you were, the door was open. It was easy. All right, stand by. Got another a few minutes here to share stories and ideas with you from Carol Wade, who's an organic dairy farmer up in Jasper, New York. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Carol Wade. What a great conversation. I hope that, as I said a few minutes ago, Carol, I have to apologize sometimes, but I get engrossed in these conversations about dairying, and I don't want the program to get slanted too much, but there are great stories here. I wonder how much diversity on your farm in Jasper, New York. Are you in an area where you can diversify, or are other farms around you doing things? There are dynamic entertainment opportunities for some people. I know that that's what I had to do on my farm to a point, give tours. I was teaching kids about cow. I have that as a background. So I was happy to make what we were doing part of a teaching facility. But I wonder what you do to take advantage of what I'm sure are lots of great assets there.
Yeah, we're a little far out. We have we're 35 miles from Corning, New York.
Right.
And then Hornell, New York is 26 mile. And they're your bigger metropolitan areas. Yeah, mm-hmm. 10,000 people. That's about as big as we get here.
Yeah.
And so we don't do any of that ourselves. We do participate on occasion. I just donate money to it, but we have Farm City Week that our cooperative extension puts on.
Right.
And some of the organizations contribute money to that. We don't have any farm mazes right here in this area. More farmers are bringing sheep back into their herd, sheep flocks, rather than just dairy animals.
How much pork is there in your region?
Very little pork in our region at all.
And what are you growing? You said you mentioned baleage before silage. And do you use just grass, or do you also have corn in the mix?
No corn. I'm 2,180 feet in elevation here, mm-hmm. and you had to plant a short season corn.
Yep.
As climate change is taking place, I probably could grow a longer season corn if I wanted to. Yields tend to be a little lower with shorter season corns. If you had 120-day corn, you'd probably get that 30 tons to the acre.
Right. But I get about 25 to the acre where I am, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, you won't get, I think the average on the hill ground around here is more like 13 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not practical. I can grow grass. We got clay hills. Once in a while, you'll have small acreage in the valleys. I have about 5 acres of gravelly ground, and I don't even put it into alfalfa because even that ground, it will heave out because of my elevation. After 2 years, the crop is gone. So I just do grasses. And we graze about 80 acres of our land, and then we have another 60 acres that we take crops off from, and I have a neighbor who has about 40 acres that he just comes to me and says, hey, I want you to keep the hay cut on my farm. And so I've certified that organically. And
so you raise all of your, you have how many acres altogether to support the 50 milking cows? And I'm guessing you probably got about a 50, 60 head of young stock. That's replacement herd.
Yeah, from birth to breeding age. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I would say we're running about 240, 260 acres of land, counting the pasture land and the working land.
And most of it's open, so you're fortunate that way, it sounds like.
That's open, but yeah. I have 660 acres total,
oh,
and the
do.
Rest is woods.
Mm-hmm.
And during the winter, I harvest timber off from my own farm, oak mm-hmm. and maple and ash.
Yep.
That I have an Amish neighbor who helps me,
mm-hmm.
and we try to take I try to treat the woods just like another crop. As
yep.
the crop is ready, I harvest the crop.
Makes good sense, but you can be clearing the land too. Well, you've got a great operation, and what a great story, and you sound like a great guy. I wish you were closer. I think we'd probably be friends. The story of Carol Wade's farm in Jasper, New York, an organic farm that has accomplished great things with a smaller herd, but good cows, and a man who knows the soils, he knows the land, he knows the people, he knows how to market the milk. He knew and was smart about going down the organic route, and his son is coming along. So it looks like things are good. I wish you continued success, and thank you for telling us your story. Carol Wade here with Doug Steffen on this week's version of The American Family Farmer.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.